This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are back with hour number two of Ron Segi today, live all across the USA and around the world on this weekend before Thanksgiving. And on our show this hour is author Christopher Anderson. He's been on with us before, but he's got a brand new expose-all book called The King, Life of Charles III. After you hear this interview, you will have an altogether different opinion of King Charles, kind of a strange guy, to say the least. Sergeant David Bellavia will be here. He's written a book called The Ramrods, The Brotherhood of War and Peace. This is one of the most decorated individuals, as far as the military is concerned, that I have ever had on our show. And then we're going to talk about the tech gifts that you can give your loved ones for Christmas this year with Jennifer Jolly. And we'll chat about how important small business is with Trey Bodge. And that's all coming up this hour with Ron Segi today. I'll be right back talking about King Charles.
By government.com. The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation, and now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right, you can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guarantee. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
We are back live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi today. Our next guest is a friend of our show for many, many years. He's a talented man. There is no doubt about it. A critically acclaimed author of 18 New York Times bestsellers, including The Day Diana Died, The Day John Died, about John F. Kennedy Jr. You've seen him on Good Morning America, NBC Nightly News, CBS This Morning. And also, he was the contributing editor of Time and longtime senior editor of People Magazine. Joining us is our friend, Christopher Anderson. Hi, Christopher. Nice to hear your voice again.
Hi, Ron. Absolutely. Great to be back.
Well, thank you, and it's great to have you back, too. Your latest book is out right now, came out this week in hardcover. It is called The King, The Life of Charles III. I've got to tell you something. This is an explosive new book. And if you don't mind, Christopher, I'm going to start off, because there's so many things to talk about. King Charles now had a very weird life. I mean, he had a very lonely boyhood, okay? His young ages, he was sadistically bullied at school. He was beaten. He was touched inappropriately. They hung him up naked in the shower and left him there. I mean, the guy really had a tough beginning, and he described his relationship with both parents as frosty at best. You would not know that looking at them.
No, you know, it's amazing how we're all kind of absolutely shaped by our childhoods. But there's one scene that happens when Charles is 4 years old that really says it all. The Queen goes away on her first tour of the Commonwealth. She's gone for 6 months. She comes back. Her little 4-year-old boy rushes up to meet her as she gets off the ship, and she pushes him away. and pushes him aside so she could greet the adult. From that point on, he waits, and then finally when she acknowledges him, she reaches down and shakes his hand robotically as if he were a middle-aged man, you know. So there really was no warmth there. I mean, I could go on and on about all the times he, you know, he had the flu, he had the tonsillectomy, he broke his ankle, he had an emergency appendectomy, his appendix almost burst, and all those times, neither the Queen nor Prince Philip visited him in the hospital.
Wow. And he's gone through his whole life that way. I mean, I look at the ceremony a few weeks back, and here is a man that at his age, people are retiring. This is the first job he's had, and he's 75. You know, I mean,
right.
It's kind of an unusual thing. Well, let's go down some of the things, all right? First of all, let's talk about the women in Charles' life. He doesn't look like the normal guy that goes chasing women, even though he's had a couple of wives. But one of his lovers said that she was sleeping with Charles while he was married to Diana and at the same time seeing Camilla. Now, again, this guy doesn't look like, you know, a hunk that you want to grab a hold of. I mean, that's unbelievable.
Well, yeah, but I mean, don't forget, he's the king.
He's the king. Well, he wasn't the king then, you know.
No.
But he was getting close. At least he had the job offer, you know.
Right, exactly. Well, you know, you're absolutely right. This was a woman named Janet Jenkins. I interviewed her. She's a Canadian woman that he was smitten with. And the funny thing is that, of course, Diana would not have approved. She was there, but he was cheating on Diana and Camilla with Janet. Now, Camilla sort of embraced Janet. She was very polite to her. She knew all about it. Because Camilla's attitude is a future king deserves to have at least one, if not more, mistresses. And she knew she was because of the top dog in that relationship anyway. But, you know, the whole thing with Camilla is fascinating, I think, to everybody. Because it's one thing to say she's going to be queen. And it's another thing to, I think, to imagine that day on May 6th, coronation day is coming up. You know, there she sits, and they're going to place the crown on her head. She will be Queen of England, and it's that's going to rub a lot of people the wrong way, a lot of Diana fans, I can assure you.
Well, you know, he kept a promise that, or he had a promise with Camilla, that she would never be queen, but instead princess consort. And I don't know the lineage when it comes to the British throne, but the decision to make Camilla queen kind of blindsided everybody, did it not?
Absolutely, and you know, you got to put some context here. I mean, Charles was not allowed to marry Camilla for years and years after Diana's death. Everyone agreed that this would have been catastrophic for the monarchy. And so she just, for 8 years, Charles tried to convince his mother to renege on it. She would only allow Charles to marry Camilla if Camilla agreed, and Charles agreed, that Camilla would only be princess consort. She would never be queen, have respect for Diana. These guys had to get down on their knees in front of the Archbishop of Canterbury, Charles and Camilla, and beg for forgiveness for their, wanton, the phrase was, their wanton sins and wickedness, I think it was, you know. So then it took another 17 years to convince the Queen to give Camilla the nod. That was just earlier this year. But that was, as I write in the book, that was tied to this kind of unspoken deal where where Charles would not object to the payment from the Queen of Prince Andrew's Jeffrey Epstein civil suit. He got involved in the Epstein affair. And the Queen, you know, always loved Andrew more than any of her children, and she wanted to pay the $14 million off. Charles didn't want her to, but he did not object. Not so coincidentally, out comes the statement from the Queen saying, "All right, I want everyone to accept Camilla as Queen and as Queen Consort." And that blindsided everybody, including Harry and William, you know, who were always believed their father when he said he promised that no one would be queen, and no one who, that Camilla would never be queen out of respect for Diana.
Yeah, quit.
So it was a moment, a real moment in history that I think shocked everybody.
A real quid pro quo there, no doubt.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Now, he also forced William and Harry to walk behind their mother's coffin, which they say had a mental effect on both the kids, including depression. Now, here's another thing about Camilla that got me, all right? Camilla and another one of Charles' mistresses, a lady, Tryon, is it?
Tryon.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Handpicked Diana to be the mother of his children, even while Camilla continued their affair. Is that true?
It's absolutely true. As a matter of fact, they drew up, it was time for Charles to get married and produce an heir, but obviously he couldn't get, you know, Camilla was his mistress and married to somebody else. He was married to Andrew Parker Bowles. So, Lady Tryon, one of Charles's mistresses, and Camilla, mistress number one, got together, drew up a list of 10 suitable young women, and Diana always appeared at the top of the list. So they basically handpicked Diana. And Diana knew it from the moment she walked down the aisle, you know, when she was walked down the aisle at St. Paul's Cathedral. She said she felt like a lamb to the slaughter because she could see Camilla sitting right there, you know, and knew all about the affair that she was having for with Charles, and knew that this was going to be her chief competition.
I hate to say this, because I know he's the king now. You should respect the king of another country, especially one so close to America like England. But he had a very, very poor taste in women if he chose Camilla over this beautiful Diana. I don't think that's a well, secret.
Well, the great line was, you know, Charles made the mistake of marrying his trophy wife first.
Well, poor guy was all screwed up. Okay, now, who was the American president that he refused to meet with because that American president allegedly referred to him as, in a tweet, as the Prince of Wales?
Well, W-H-A-L-E-S. Whale. That was Donald Trump. Donald Trump. But Donald Trump really rubbed them all the wrong way, and unfortunately, when he bragged about, as he put it, quote, nailing, unquote, Princess Diana, he said he could have at any time. And then what happened was, though, that indeed he pursued Diana after the divorce from Charles just relentlessly, trying to land a date with her. So that was interesting. And there were other things that bothered Charles about.
Christopher, I don't know how you research this book, because you're talking about so many intimate facts that we're going to get into in our next segment, but you did a heck of a job with it. By the way, The King, which is what we're talking about, and it's not Elvis in this particular case, it's the life of Charles III, and this is the first biography of him since he has become the monarch. And boy, you certainly have hit it with this explosive book. We're going to pause for a second. Our guest is our friend for many, many years here on the show, Christopher Anderson. This book is out right now in hardcover. Get it. Again, the name of it is The King, The Life of Charles III. And if you like the kind of material that kind of goes into the background of famous families, this is the book to get. We have a lot of our great English friends here that visit in our country every single year, and we by no means want to offend anyone who are strong followers of the royal family, because if you're from England, you are definitely, for the most part, a royal family lover. Over here in the States, I think we have just a little bit of a problem understanding the whole royal concept of a royal family. But boy, in England, it is a huge part of their life and their history. I want to remind everybody to check our website, which is ronseggi.com, ronseggi.com. When you get there, you can hear our latest show on demand 24/7. And if you hit the icon that says, "Let's be friends," you and I could be friends on Facebook. There's more to come with Christopher Anderson and myself, live coast to coast and around the world with Ron Seggi today.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
At St. Jude, researchers are working around the clock to find new ways to combat the deadliest childhood cancers. This is a St. Jude moment.
My name is Joel, and I was diagnosed with osteosarcoma, which is bone cancer, and I came to St. Jude as a 7-year-old because doctors had discovered a tumor in my right shoulder. St. Jude was amazing early on. You know, even as a 7-year-old, they found a way to explain it to me, to have other people talk to me. That by the time I walked out of here 7 months after the amputation, I was fully adjusted using my left arm, you know, so I could jump right back into school and have no qualms or no worries about that at all. So I'm lucky enough to be married to Lindsay, who is also another former St. Jude patient who I actually met at a St. Jude event. She was in the middle of her treatment. I had finished mine just a couple of years before and just told her I loved her. Luckily, she reciprocated, told me the same thing back, and we were fortunate enough to get married on the St. Jude campus.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We're back. It's Ron Segi today, live all across the USA and around the world. My guest has been so gracious to stay with us another segment. He's a friend of our show for many years. Christopher Anderson is his name. He's a New York Times bestselling author, and his latest book is out right now in hardcover. Just came out this week, called The King, The Life of Charles III. A really explosive book for those people who like that kind of stuff, and I think in this particular case, it's probably the majority of the people listening to our voices right now. Let's get into now, Christopher, some of the crazy things. Now, everybody has idiosyncrasies, but at a certain age, they grow out of them. Some of the king's quirky demands, insisting that his childhood teddy bear and his custom-made white leather toilet seat travel with him all the time. First of all, how do you find that out? And secondly, how does he hide it?
Well, you know, his valets over the years, and he's had several, have spilled the beans, as have a couple of butlers and other people. He really has, you know, he really hasn't hidden the fact, and does not deny the fact at all that he still travels with his teddy bear, the teddy bear he's had since he was a toddler. The only person allowed to mend this 73-year-old teddy bear is his childhood nanny, Mabel Anderson, who is still alive and close to him. She's in her 90s. But, you know, he's had this charmed life, and he's been treated with kid gloves. I mean, you know, he has every morning the valet puts his toothpaste on his toothbrush for him, dresses, lays out his clothes, dresses him. He has a penchant for round ice cubes, so he carries an ice cube tray wherever he goes, because he doesn't like square ice cubes in his drinks because they make too much noise. Now, this sounds ridiculous, but the queen did the same thing, as did the Queen Mother. They have a thing about the noise that ice cubes make. So they all use specially made round ice cubes. All sorts of interesting things like that. The upholsterer, he got very angry about the upholstered toilet seat and actually issued a statement saying it's not true about a year ago, but two of his valets came forward and said, oh yes, as former valets came forward and said, yes, indeed it is true. And he has a chef show up. If he has a dinner party, a chef will show up and prepare his own chef will prepare a separate meal for him, much to the surprise of the other guests. So yeah, he has a lot of quirks.
Well, yeah, I guess so. And when you mentioned about the toothpaste, I had heard a few weeks back that he insists that the butler put the amount of toothpaste on the brush has to be 1 inch long.
Right. Everything has to be very precise. Everything at his table as well has to be. Everything has to be at a certain. The spoon when he's having tea has to be next to the saucer at a certain angle, or he gets very upset. He also, by the way, has a huge temper, and this is, I think, will come as a surprise to people, but one time he dropped a cufflink down the sink and was so angry he tore the sink off the wall. He has done this twice. He got so furious at one of his butlers that he grabbed the guy by the throat and tried to strangle him. The poor fellow had to run into a closet and lock himself in there while the then Prince of Wales, now the king, stormed around. He throws things at people. And we just got a little bit of a glimpse of that, by the way, recently when he was became king, and he sat down in Scotland. I don't know if you remember that. And he sat down at a table, but the table wasn't cleared fast enough. He had to sign some papers, and
yeah.
He just had a little meltdown right there. That, you know, in front of the entire world, you'd think he'd be able to control himself, yeah. At least enough of the eyes of the world on you at that point. But no, he's quite temperamental.
Well, now this guy was in the military. How do you do that when you're in the military, or is it the military in name only?
Well, he was, you know, we have to give him credit for this. As the future monarch, he was trained in all the services. He's mainly a Navy man, because that's what the British royal family is all about. But he also trained in the Air Force and the Army and whatnot. I think back then he had more discipline. I think as he's gotten older, he just is used to getting his way. And by the way, he was almost killed during training. He's cheated death several times. I write about that. Well, there was a time when he got his feet tangled in a parachute line during the RAF training and was just plummeting to earth upside down. And he just managed to kind of right himself at the last minute. And had he been killed, we'd be talking about King Andrew.
Is he healthy? I mean, he's an elderly mm-hmm. man.
Right. Well, is he healthy? I mean, yes, he's, you know, everybody talks about these sausage fingers of his, you know? And and he's, but the funny thing about that, and people are worried about maybe it's phlebitis or some form of edema, in fact, has had these sausage fingers, quote unquote, since he was born. That was one of the first observations Prince Philip made about the baby Charles, was that he had these oversized fingers. So aside from that one thing, he seems to be in pretty good health. He's broken practically every bone in his body playing polo, but other than that, he's in pretty good shape.
Christopher, I'm saving this one for the end, okay, because this is the big one. The charges of gay rape in the palace.
Yes. Oh, that's only one of many things. Yes, well, there was a huge scandal in the mid-90s when one of the butlers in Buckingham Palace said that he had witnessed this, a member of the royal family, engaging in this sexual act with another servant. And it was an explosive moment, said to her, well, I don't know, dear, maybe I'm gay. Hmm. Now, he was being sarcastic and joking, but that fueled more of the speculation about that. But I don't think it's true.
Christopher, I'm sure if somebody in England wanted to turn this into a movie script, they would not be, I mean, they'd meet the throngs of hell if they did that. But if somebody, let's say in America, wanted to turn this into a movie, how would the royal family handle that? What would they do?
Into a movie?
Yeah.
Well, it's interesting. You're seeing a little bit of The Crown. The Crown focuses mainly on the Queen, of course, but you know, right now the new season's going to have a lot to do with Diana and the relation to the King. But I go much, much further in my book about his upbringing, his, you know, the other women, so many other women, and the other scandals, people that they really don't know about that are brewing even today,
yeah.
And the relationship with Meghan and Harry and William, you know, it's all, you know, it just, you can't make this stuff up.
No, you know, you can't. And ladies and gentlemen, if you think we've covered a lot of bases, you got to get the book and read it, because we're only on first, to be honest with you. We got three more bases, including home plate. It's a fascinating book, Christopher. And, you know, and I always enjoy when you're here. Anytime you have a book that you want to talk about, even ones that you've had out before, you're always welcome. You're a terrific writer. And the name of the book is The Life of Charles III. It's called The King. It's penned by New York Times bestselling author, and that's Christopher Anderson, our friend. That book is available right now as we speak. Christopher, thank you so much for joining us. I know you're on a busy schedule. I appreciate the time that you've taken with us. And please accept my invitation to return sooner than later, okay?
Anytime, Ron. I always enjoy it. It's really great.
I appreciate it, and I feel the same about you. Good luck with the book.
Thank you.
Christopher Anderson has been our guest. Again, the name of the book is The King, The Life of Charles III. This is an explosive new book that Christopher has written. And by the way, as I mentioned a little bit earlier, this is the first biography of Charles since he became king. And it's an authoritative chronicle of his life penned by a man who really knows how to do research and write a book. We're going to pause for just a moment, not long, but there's more to come live, nationwide, and around the world with Ron Segee today.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
USA Radio News.
More snow expected in western New York overnight as a travel ban is lifted in some parts of Buffalo. The southern part of the city is not one of those areas. Mayor Byron Brown says there's so much snow there, they have to just haul it out. Former President Trump called the Justice Department special counsel overseeing investigations into classified documents recovered from his Mar-a-Lago estate, quote, super radical left. Jack Smith, a veteran federal prosecutor, was chief prosecutor for a special court in The Hague. Theranos CEO Elizabeth Holmes was sentenced to more than 11 years in prison for defrauding investors of her blood testing equipment company. UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak has pledged more military aid to help Ukraine in its fight against Russia. He has also pledged some training and humanitarian support. You are listening to USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA and around the world, you're tuned in to Ron Segi today. I'm very honored to have our next guest with us. We owe him a lot for his service to our country. Listen to this. The Iraq War's only living Medal of Honor recipient. He was in the United States Army for 6 years. And, of course, he was awarded, as we will tell a little bit more about, the Silver Star and Bronze Star for his actions in Iraq, recommended for a Distinguished Service Cross and a Medal of Honor for his action in Fallujah. And he's also inducted in the New York State Senate Veterans Hall of Fame, co-founder of Vets for Freedom. Joining us right now is Staff Sergeant David Bellavia. Hello, David. How are you? Welcome to the show.
I'm doing great, sir. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for your service to this country. And, boy, I tell you something, a lot of service you have given us. We appreciate it. It's people like you that makes us able to say what we say on the radio, television, and wave that flag. Thank you.
Well, hey, I got millions of brothers and sisters that are tougher and better than I was, and it's a great, America's worth it. You're worth it. That's why we do what we do.
Well, I got to tell you something. That needs to be told to millions of people across this country, especially these days. And somehow, maybe with this book, we can do that. And that's what we're going to talk about. He's got a brand new book out called Remember the Ramrods, The Army Brotherhood in War and Peace. And, David, if I may call you that, please tell us what this is about. This is a remarkable story about 40 men who fought really, really hard during the Iraq War, and you, probably one of the most celebrated individuals for the act of heroism because of what you did, and you were given all these awards, but after you got out of the service, you left it all behind, as did the other 40 men. Tell us about it.
So, I mean, we condition our veterans and our service members that it's about the team. And NCOs, non-commissioned officers, we're leaders. We're, you know, we sleep last. We eat last. We make sure that everyone is taken care of. We're surrogate parents to our soldiers and Marines and airmen and sailors. That's what we do. And so when you get put on a pedestal like this, it's super awkward. But what happened in Fallujah 18 years to the day, you know, we're celebrating Veterans Day. 18 years ago at this time was the Battle of Fallujah. 2004, and you put all of that behind you when you come home. Some people like to wear their veteran status on their sleeve. Most people will just kind of lock it away. It's in a sarcophagus in a pyramid somewhere. It's a time capsule. And the reality that we live with these ghosts of not only the fallen, but we live with this sense that our best days are behind us, that we peaked in our 20s, that we'll never experience anything like the crucible of combat. And for 14 years, I missed combat because I equated it with my sense of purpose and validation. I missed combat because I was needed in combat. And the great heartbreak is that you never match that fidelity as a civilian. If you're lucky enough to find a partner, you find a partner that loves you, and that's based on liking you and trusting you, and you build that over time. In the military, we get that trust and fidelity on day one. We don't, and some of us don't even like each other today, but we love each other and we trust each other. And what this award did was it kind of brought the war back. And so I thought, I went through it with these men. Let's go through this award with these men. Let's celebrate it as a unit, not as an individual. Make this a Ramrod Award, a 1st Infantry Division Award. And the Gold Star parents came back. The guys came back. And ever since we got back together, we haven't left. We're not going to go another 14 years without Christmas calls or updates. We're back as a unit again. There's no war to fight. But we're back together as a family.
Here's the thing I found interesting. Your act of heroism was not recognized for almost 14 years until you got a call. This is an interesting call from the President of the United States of America. And he said, you're going to be awarded the Medal of Honor. And it was that call that led to that award ceremony that led to the reunion that you had in Washington with all the 40 guys. But when you got that call was not all that welcome. Why was that the case? Did you just want to forget about it, like so many veterans from World War II never wanted to talk about?
Yeah, I mean, I was nominated for the Medal of Honor right after the Battle of Fallujah. It went throughout the media. You know, everyone was saying this is going to be the first living recipient from the Global War on Terror. This is going to be the first, you know, 2004. Afghanistan wasn't, you know, on the radar as much as Iraq was and how much manpower and attention Iraq got. And it just never happened. And so over time, you're just like, well, okay, it's not going to happen. I'm alive. That's my award. My award is I can come home and I can be normal. And what happened was the Obama administration went through all these old awards and reevaluated them. And then this reporter for Time Magazine, Michael Ware, who went on to CNN, he had videotaped the whole thing. So now it went from this is what the guy said, this is what people witnessed, and here's the tape. It changed everything. So it went from the Obama administration to the Trump administration. This thing is approved. And now you're thinking, you know, well, I'm 40. You know, I'm not at the age where this is something I necessarily want to. My kids were finding out about my combat experience on the news. Mm-hmm. You know, the network news was telling my family more things about what I had gone through than I really care to share. You're now automatically, everything is visible, everything's out there, and you go to these events and you feel almost like, you know, you're at your own funeral. Everyone talks about you in the past tense. They talk about one day in your life, and I think about Chuck Yeager, who, you know, he just passed away in his 90s. He broke the sound barrier, and he did that at 24.
Yeah.
But he went on to live until he was 99. We focus on the one thing instead of the entire, you know, life. And I was lucky enough to have selfless men that I served with that said, hey, Sarge, I was with you that day. I'm going to be with you now. We're going to do this as a team. I'm going to stand next to you for the rest of your life. It was beautiful.
David is so humble, he hasn't really told you what he did. The U.S. Army unit he was in, which, by the way, was an infantry battalion known as Ramrods, he single-handedly did something that was unbelievable, and that was he cleared a fortified enemy position that had pinned down a squad from his platoon by himself, saving those 40 men. You know, David, this needs to be a movie like Saving Private Ryan. I mean, this is a wonderful story. You got to tell this on the big screen. I mean, this is a story of Americans that are working to save this country. It's patriotism.
Well, you know, indicative of a generation, all you had to do in Fallujah was go down one city block, and you had Marines like Rafael Peralta throwing themselves on grenades. You had guys like First Sergeant Castle going into houses by himself. I'm more proud to be a part of that generation than I am anything else. And it, because what it does is, you know, there was a time when I joined in the late 90s when the towers were still up and there was no big fight on the horizon. And all I wanted, you know, so many people that, you know, we talk about the stack, you get in a line, you're about ready to croak, you know, run into a house. Nobody knows what's on the other side of that door, but they're willing to do it. And just because you win the unlucky lottery and there is bad guys there, it doesn't take away from the valor or the sacrifice of people willing to do it. The craziest experience that I've ever had in my life was being around people from every walk of life, city, they're Democrat, they're Republican, they're gay, they're straight, they're Catholic, they're Muslim, they're Americans. And every single one of them is willing to say, you are more important than me. And if you go somewhere, I'm going to step in front of you, be behind you, be to your side. I'm never going to let you do anything alone.
Wow.
And when you have that sense of empowerment, there's nothing in this world that we can't do. There's nothing we can't defeat. That needs to be harnessed again. Those veterans coming home, that has to be harnessed for the rest of our culture to see this divisiveness, this tribal nature, is absolutely not who we are. We are a unit that we're a country that needs to respect and show dignity, but also work together. And if we disagree, we disagree. But let's always put each other first.
You need, David, to be a part of the future of America and lead this country in government. You are the kind of people that we need in Washington to give us direction. Our guest is Staff Sergeant David Bellavia. The name of the book is Remember the Ramrods, An Army Brotherhood in War and Peace by David. David, again, thank you for your service. Great book. Would you do me a favor and come back again?
I would absolutely love that. Thank you for what you do. God bless all the veterans out there. I really appreciate your time.
And we appreciate you. And take up my little hint there. Maybe you can get into government and get this place straightened out. We need heroes like you. Thank you, Sergeant.
Thank you.
David Bellavia has been our guest, Staff Sergeant, and he is one great American, the only living Medal of Honor recipient from the Iraq War, and along with a lot of other awards, too, that he has. We're proud of him. We should be proud of all veterans. And there's more to come with Ron Segee today.
At St. Jude, researchers are working around the clock to find new ways to combat the deadliest childhood cancers. This is a St. Jude moment.
My name is Joel, and I was diagnosed with osteosarcoma, which is bone cancer, and I came to St. Jude as a 7-year-old because doctors had discovered a tumor in my right shoulder. St. Jude was amazing early on. You know, even as a 7-year-old, they found a way to explain it to me, to have other people talk to me. That by the time I walked out of here 7 months after the amputation, I was fully adjusted using my left arm, you know, so I could jump right back into school and have no qualms or no worries about that at all. So I'm lucky enough to be married to Lindsay, who is also another former St. Jude patient who I actually met at a St. Jude event. She was in the middle of her treatment. I had finished mine just a couple of years before and just told her I loved her. Luckily, she reciprocated, told me the same thing back, and we were fortunate enough to get married on the St. Jude campus.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Today, and our next guest is certainly no stranger to our show. She's a financial and lifestyle journalist. You have seen and heard her voices. NBC Nightly News, Inside Edition, CNBC. She's been named the top voice in retail by LinkedIn. Joining us right now is Trey Bodge. Hi, Trey. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, it's always good when you're here. Christmas shopping is here. A lot of people, you know, are going to be shopping online. This is something that's been promoted very, very heavily and successfully over the past 5-10 years. How do consumers support small businesses during the shopping season? Because they cannot be deleted from the shopping list because it's a great way to maintain our economy.
100% agree, Ron. And, you know, the holiday shopping season is crunch time for small businesses. A quarter of small businesses rely very, very heavily on the holiday shopping season for the bulk of their annual income. Shoppers, it's really important to support small businesses during this time, but sometimes it's harder to find small businesses, and so thankfully Meta has created a beautifully curated gift guide that features a lot of the top small businesses on both Instagram and Facebook. And so this is a great guide for us to find and discover new businesses and the products that they're offering. Each listing has its own unique code to help us save while we're shopping. Meta also has a lot of support resources for small businesses.
When people think of a small business, they think of a corner grocery store, and that is a small business. Small businesses appear a lot online on social media.
Small business, like you said, can be any size. It can be a small corner grocery store to someone with 10 or 20 or more employees. A lot of those brick-and-mortar stores had to find or develop a digital footprint to survive during the pandemic. The vast majority of small businesses that succeeded during the pandemic utilized digital tools and created a digital presence. Using digital tools is really the way to go. And this could be as simple as utilizing social media, like creating reels to highlight your business or new products on Facebook and Instagram.
Online shopping is excellent. But you know, you're always worried about all of these people that can hack into all of the information that you have to give up when you're doing online shopping. And you know, an older demographic still doesn't get it. How do you avoid that?
Right. So, you know, that's a great question, but we did find actually throughout the pandemic that older Americans became more comfortable with shopping online, but it is a learning process, right? So, you know, one rule of thumb, especially if you're discovering a small business on a platform like Facebook, for example, Facebook Marketplace, you want to make sure to research the products, look at reviews, look at the seller profile, and get a sense of who you're shopping with, and then also shop directly through that platform. So, you know, a scammer might reach out to you by direct message, for example, and ask you for private or personal payment information. You don't want to respond to a message like that. You want to deal directly with the Facebook Marketplace platform, which is a secure way to shop. And if you're looking for additional tips in that regard, I would go to facebook.com/safety. Best practices for shopping safely online, including they have a security checkup to ensure that your account is secure.
That's right. We've been talking about the consumer side of this. How about the small business side owned by older generation?
If you are a little bit older and you have a hard time with these new technologies, you know, there are lots of ways to get help from younger people who know how to do this. And there are so many ways to highlight your business on a platform like Facebook or Instagram that you can do right from the comfort of your home office.
Where can we go for more information, Trey?
You can go to meta.com/business for more info.
Trey Bodge has been our guest, financial and lifestyle journalist.
Thanks so much. Thank you, Ron.
Thank you for joining us, Trey. Always nice when you're here. And now we're going to get into a little bit more Christmas spirit with some jolly Christmas music.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. Have a holly jolly Christmas. And when you walk down the street.
Not too many guests on our show have their own theme song. I don't even have my own theme song, but our next guest does. That's, of course, Burl Lives with a Holly Jolly Christmas, and we're going to have a Holly Jolly interview with Jennifer Jolly. Hi, Jennifer. How are you?
Well, yeah, that is my anthem right there. I love that. Thank you, Ron.
No problem. Next time we're together, we're going to play the Four Seasons and Ronnie. Okay.
Love it.
Shopping season is here, and boy, the deals are starting to come out. But are they deals is the big thing. These deals that come up, like Black Friday and Cyber Monday, you know, they're great, but you're going to have to compete with like 140 million other shoppers to score big. But you have some great ideas because you are the tech life guru. A lot of Americans are going to buy pre-owned or refurbished gifts this holiday season. Someone might say, oh, boy, those are seconds. Explain that to us because it's really a good idea.
My go-to for this is eBay Refurbished. Everything there is thoroughly screened to meet rigorous standards. It's backed by a 2-year warranty, and it comes with an eBay money-back guarantee. A few examples of this, Samsung Galaxy Note 10 at 70% off. The Bose Solo Soundbar 2, almost 40% off. Nintendo's Switch Lite, again, almost 40% less than everyone else on the planet has to pay. So many more deals to be found here with even deeper discounts starting on Thanksgiving Day, because you'll have to go to ebay.com/deals.
A lot of tech tools you can't live without. How do you convey that to a buyer and still get a good deal on it?
And there are some great tools that you know, everybody needs a laptop. You don't have to spend thousands of dollars on a new laptop. Around the $700 range, that is fantastic.
Every time I talk to somebody, they're shopping for headphones, earbuds, something that has to do with sound.
One of the best that I've reviewed, Lucid Sound. It's the LF100X wireless gaming headset for Xbox Series X and S. Now, do you have to use this just for Xbox? No. For less than $100, you get up to 130 hours on a single charge. 5 days of continuous play.
What do you get kids that say, I gotta have this?
Take a look at the VTech My First Kitty smartwatch. This helps kids learn to tell time. It's super interactive, but not actually connected to the internet. And then it offers routine reminders, nap time, brushing teeth, and so much more. Right around $45. Fantastic price, too.
And Jennifer, do you have a good way to pay for all this?
The PayPal Honey browser. And it can help you pay less and earn cash back. You just have to go to joinhoney.com. It has saved me more than $1,000 this year alone.
Where can we go for more information, Jennifer?
At my website at techish, T-E-C-H-I-S-A.com.
Our guest, the Emmy Award-winning journalist for technical items, Jennifer Jolly. Jennifer, Christmas is around the corner. I'm sure we'll be talking sometime before that time.
I hope so. Thank you, and have a wonderful rest of your day.
Okay, you too, Jennifer. Boy, she knows her stuff. Jennifer Jolly, the queen of technical ideas for the holiday season. Listen to what she has to say, because she's going to point you in the right direction. And that wraps up our lifestyle portion of the show. We're going to pause for a second. There's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
But people are happier with it? That sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
That's a wrap with Ron Sedgy today. I want to thank you and thank all of our guests for being part of the past 2 hours, and they include from the Oak Ridge Boys, Joe Bonzel, former CBS News anchor Dan Rather, actor Kyle Gallner, also Christopher Anderson writing a book about King Charles III, and Sergeant David Bellavina, who wrote the book The Ramrods, The Brotherhood of War and Peace, and Jennifer Jolly and Trey Bodge. Well, we'll be looking for your company come next week when we're going to do it again live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgy today. Till then, I hope you and your family have a wonderful, happy Thanksgiving. And I'm Ron Sedgy, hoping that you also have blue skies and green lights.